And now the other side of wind power, harnessing the wind. Property owners are earning millions of dollars leasing land for wind turbines. Small towns struggling for survival are reaping big tax windfalls. The trade-off is that some ridgelines will never look the same. The largest wind farm east of the Mississippi is atop the Tug Hill Plateau, north of Syracuse, New York. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
Pat Burke looks out her kitchen window and remembers all the dairy farms.
35 years ago, there were farms up and down this road of people our age, and we are probably one of two couples left.
Neighbors sold their cows and moved away. Unemployment went up. Far from big roads and cities and with punishing winters, the future on the Tug Hill Plateau looked bleak. Then, the typical rural decline story did a 180. Horizon Wind Energy noticed the steady winds blowing off Lake Ontario. The company built a 120-turbine wind farm amidst the cow pastures. Each tower pays the landowner $6,000 to $10,000 a year, depending on how the wind blows. The Burks have eight of them, soaring over 200 acres of fields. Marginal farmland turned lucrative crop.
It would have been a huge decision to have to leave dairying and then sell off our land in order to have an income, and it's allowed us to retire with some ease.
The Burks see a vastly different landscape outside now. In fact, they invite friends over to gawk. Pat's husband, Bill, says they're proud to be a part of America's energy solution.
It's kind of hard to gas up your SUV, turn around and say that they don't look good. Sooner or later, we need to move on to something.
The wind farm will generate $9 million a year in local taxes. And suddenly, the future looks rosy. Terry Tiss is supervisor of the town of Martinsburg.
Right now, my taxable budget is under $400,000 a year. The first payment from the wind towers will be approximately $1.2 million.
That's for a town of just over 1,000 people. Residents were worrying about a withering tax base just a few years ago. Now they're talking about new playgrounds, free garbage pickup, broadband internet access, more teachers and computers at school.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, probably about 25 or 30.
Steve Hanno surveys the 400-foot turbines scattered outside his auto shop. The company pays him about $1,000 a year just to put up with the new view.
The windmills was coming, whether you like it or not. So rather than fight it, I joined it. And now I don't complain.
The visual impact is often the biggest criticism of wind power. Noise is a close second. The day I was there, the turbines were actually pretty quiet, with an occasional whishing sound. People agree they are louder than they expected. Most say they've gotten used to it. But Gordon Yancey says they're intolerable, especially at night. I caught up with him over the phone.
You got that... that...
Yancey owns the Flat Rock Inn. He sees an economic downside. He says turbine construction hurt his tourism business. He predicts property values will fall, and no amount of money can replace the unspoiled view and serenity of the place where he grew up.
What they've done here is completely desecrated this region. In years to come, they're going to realize that they've sold themselves out.
Studies are split over how much big wind farms actually affect property values, but they do alter the land in dramatic ways. Martinsburg Town Supervisor Terry Tiss takes that change seriously.
It's still a very wild area, but now there's a huge wind tower sticking up. It was a sacrifice that I was part of changing, I guess. Hopefully, I'll never regret it, but that could come down the road someday.
Asked what other small towns considering wind farm projects should do, Tiss thinks for a long minute. He says it's a tough decision, but then he adds, grab it while you can. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in northern New York.